Hello, listeners. Welcome, finally, to another instalment of My Girlfriend Doesn't Like Robots.
Say finally as if I haven't told you, like, I'm free now, let's do it.
You've been doing, like, schoolwork and stuff. You've been a lockdown.
I've asked you repeatedly, and you're like, no, I'm doing my own one now.
That was just a weekly thing, isn't
it? Oh, yeah.
Shut up, you. We're going to try and
get... Being abused now.
We're going to try and get him out. That's probably about, like, a sort of once-a-month schedule. That's about the best... easiest one to do, really, rather than trying to do like a one every week like we used to.
We could probably do one every 2 weeks.
I mean, yeah, hopefully it should be doable.
It's not me that's been the problem.
I know, I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Though.
I know. I just assume you're just always like, oh, I'm busy.
But then when I'm free, you're like, don't want to do it now. That's my impression of your voice.
Thank
don't
you.
Want to do it now.
It's very accurate.
You're welcome. I've been perfecting it in the mirror.
Shall we look at some robots?
I don't get a choice.
No, this is true. You signed the contract.
I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
There was no contract.
That's what you think. So the first machine we're looking at is a Robot Wars entry by the name of Tuntrun.
Why has it got like 6 megapixels, this picture that you've chosen?
It's the best that the robot was making.
It looks like
Wiki
a bamzuki, like...
like a pre-made zook sort of thing. There's a lot going on, isn't there?
I'm guessing that's white paint and not light.
Yeah.
It's very difficult to know what I'm looking at, actually.
Yeah, so it's made of fiberglass. So it's all like proper handcrafted and hand-moulded. So it's got the demon's head at the front. It has a spiked collar. And a fish's head at the
what
back.
What spiked collar?
It's in there somewhere. In one of the other pictures, I think. Maybe not. It's
more of a crown, is that?
Yeah, they've got something onto it.
What's its weapon?
It did have a big plough, sort of at the front, down below the head. But they had to take it off because it was overweight.
So what's its weapon?
It doesn't have one. It's just a big slam bot thing. This was back in, like, Series 3, Series 4, where they didn't really care.
Is that why all the pictures are, like, taken on a potato?
Yeah. Yeah, so even with the plough removed, it was still overweight, but it's not going to win the championship, is it? You can just let it in. It's not going to really do anything.
I just don't see the great, like, GCSE final art project. That's what it looks like to me.
Yeah.
As someone who took GCSE art, my final art project, have you seen it?
Yeah, I think you've shown me to it before, yeah.
When I was going through my edgy emo phase, and it's Jesus on the cross,
oh,
but
yeah.
He's tattooed, and he's and he's cut open. That's what this reminds me of. It's just like, one's GCSE art project, and they're trying to be edgy.
Just put a lot of work into it and everything. Yeah, there wasn't a lot to it, so it only in the... season it was entered to in Series 3 of Robot Wars, it only got one fight, Kel Surprise, against a robot called Trident.
Why is it called Trident?
Because it's got 3 wheels.
Oh. But the wheels aren't attacking.
Yeah.
Trident is a 3-pitched weapon, isn't it?
Mm. Well, he did also have the big axe, which is like as close as you're going to get to.
Yeah, but they didn't make it trident shaped or anything like that. Like...
it's a weapon.
Something I'm getting quite annoyed about with these robots is that they'll name them something and it's like, really, that was the name you came up with?
it's just like no connection or just very loose.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, some people put more effort into the name.
Like Mad Catter, I get. It's Mad Cat. Like,
mm-hmm.
Battle Royale with cheese. Like, those ones make sense, but like Trident. Even like Mobius to some extent, like a generic fighting name,
like an evil name, like Malice or something.
Mm.
Just think of the first,
like Huge.
I mean, yeah, that's about the most accurate name there is, I think.
But Huge does have a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
It does have a structure to it. You could have thought of other names other than Huge.
Huge.
Yeah.
I mean, they've always called it Huge, even at, like, smaller scale, it's always been called Huge. BattleBots is just Huge in all caps.
Yeah. I just disagree with the naming. Yeah, carry on. This isn't like a funny point. This is just me being...
It's just a point of work.
It's just... Oh, there's... This is like a side note, but I wanted to tell you and I forgot to tell you.
Okay.
Because Fridays, you know, I'm at uni. So, log on. It's got this big assignment for my PGCE. Mm. And we... Everyone who does a PGCE, so not just the scientists, everyone, chose what they want as their like, main aspect. And I picked building effective learners. And it's about like how neuroscience plays into education, how you can use that in teaching. Mm-hmm. And there's a girl in that class called Aisha. I'll call her Aisha F for sake of like privacy. Mm-hmm. And she spells it exactly like I do.
Oh, yeah.
And the teacher calls us both Aisha. But I don't know if that's because she's called Aisha, like she pronounces it Aisha.
Oh, okay.
And that's why. Because I don't want to like butt in and be like, actually, my name's Aisha. Only for that girl to be like, oh, I know we're spelt the same, but...
I pronounce it Aisha.
So that's something that's been irritating me this week.
Oof.
What is Aisha thinking about? Tangentially.
Let's go with that.
Tangentially. It was tangentially related. I can spell it, which is weird for me. I usually can't spell words. But I can't pronounce it. Tangentially. Another word I can't pronounce. Well, I can spell, but I can't. Pronounced properly is surreptitiously.
Surreptitiously. Don't know what that means.
Surreptitiously. It's like you're doing something, but you're doing it like secretively. It's like surreptitious.
Fair enough.
I'll show you how I can actually spell it.
Mm.
Surreptitious, keep secret, especially because it would not be approved of.
This is like a fancy way of saying taboo.
Well, stealthily. So, say I was going to surreptitiously go in and give an anti-pit device to a robot. Like, you're doing it secretly because you know it wouldn't be approved of.
Hmm. Nice.
But it's quite hard to say, isn't it?
Yeah, surreptitiously. I'll play that in Scrabble.
You won't get that many letters in Scrabble.
You might do.
How many letters are you allowed on your little board?
9.
That's more than a 9-letter word.
Yeah,
so anyway, Trident's a bad name is my point here.
Is the main point. So the only fight between Trident and Tuntren wasn't...
Tuntren.
That's how you pronounce it.
Okay.
Spelled T-W-N-T-R-W-N.
Welsh people, I'm
assuming. It is Welsh, yes.
Okay.
It means broken ring in Welsh, apparently.
Gati a vindio ti bach o sgwagandar.
Yes.
Okay.
Don't know what that means.
Can I go to the toilet, please? You were only allowed to go to the toilet in my first secondary school. If you asked in Welsh.
Jesus.
Gati a vindio. So can I go to the ti bach? Ti meaning house. Bach meaning bath.
Bath.
Bathhouse, because we were conquered by the Romans. Osqualicandar is please. Osqualicandar.
Can we get back to robots now?
Well, you brought it up.
I just said that in Welsh and you went off on a tangent about it.
My tangents are what make this podcast.
I mean, the last one is nearly an hour long.
What's the engagement like?
It drops off quite rapidly.
Does it actually?
Because you went off on about Christianity and whatnot quite dramatically.
Does it actually?
Most engagement we don't really get brilliant on it, but like I think it's about 10 minutes and then you. Well, whatever. We'll cut a bit out.
No, I failed to believe that.
I'll double check.
Someone commented last time on Mad Catter's non-binary.
I did see that.
And that's not said until, like, at the very end. So... It said in the last 15 minutes.
Mad Catter was the in the middle.
Oh. That's the end for me.
That when you just zone out.
Yeah.
Bringing it back to...
So,
to
basically, what I'm saying is that engagement is alright.
It's alright.
There's only like 10 people that listen to this anyway.
Shut up!
You don't even listen to them.
I do.
Georgia barely listens to them.
Georgia doesn't listen to
them. Huh?
Georgia doesn't listen to
them. We even gave Brandon a shout out, you never listened to it. We're great friends.
And this is the thanks we get.
Literally.
So in the fight that Tundra had, it was basically one hit and done. So Trident came out and just axed it straight in the head, which KO'd it completely. It ended up getting set on fire by Sergeant Bash, and then got chainsawed by Matilda, which cut an ear off. And that was it, and it was KO'd and never seen again.
What happened to the team?
So they entered into season 4 with a machine called the Creature.
That looks a lot like Trum Trum.
You can see the lineage. Again, it was all fiberglass moulding and whatnot. That also, again, had only one fight against the multi-bot of Gemini.
Are they two bots?
Yeah, so they come in like that and they just split apart. Gemini, really, for what they are, for two middleweights, technically, they are really effective. They gave Razor a hell of a fight in the match they had.
I don't like Razor.
Razor's my favourite robot of all time.
Oh, well, who was it? Razor versus...
Tornado.
Yeah, that. I knew it was one of them.
You pick the one that I love the most.
This is like, you know, remember people used to pit Pulp versus Blur?
Oh, it's like who's the best Britpop band or whatever, yeah.
No, it was Oasis versus Blur.
Oasis versus Blur, yeah. So the team behind Turn also competed in a sideshow called Techno Games, which is on for a little bit. They had a robot called Walking.
Does he?
I mean, he walks, technically. Well, it was in the sprint race, because it was done like a series of Olympics sort of thing. It fell over and came stone dead last. It lost against Take Two, which is just a standard walker. And one called Photophatiphobia.
It's scared of light.
Is that what that means? I don't know.
Photo, light, fatty. But it's spelt wrong.
Does the fatty actually mean something?
I don't know what fat with a PH is. I know that my brother would say he's fat with a PH to mean that he's muscular. But I don't... I do not trust my brother's input on that. There's a reason he's the only one of three children to not have a science degree. So
what are your thoughts on Tuntrun as a whole?
It's a bit boring, isn't he? Mm.
He's not
very...
I expected a better reaction, to be fair, from some of the mixers.
I can see what they were going for. It was just a bit...
Meh.
Yeah. Like...
Just, yeah.
You know in Wizard of Oz, where it's got a great big microphone and it turns out to be a tiny little
mic? Oh, yeah.
That's what this feels like.
all show and no go.
Yeah. He's not a shower and he's not a grower. Like, if the show... I can give things looking really good as a whole thing. If it actually looked good, but it doesn't.
It doesn't. It just looks appalling.
It looks like shit. Acts like shit. Maybe it's a bit shit.
Yeah. We shall move on then. To the second machine in this episode.
This is a 3-1.
This is a 3-1. Chronic. Oh,
I hate it.
Why do you hate it?
Looks like cheese dipped in tomato sauce has been stuck on its head.
You like cheese?
I like cheese. Can I eat this robot?
I'd advise against it.
I think you have your answer then, don't you? Why has he got jowls?
Does he have jowls?
Yeah. That's your
jowl. That's oh, yeah, true. How the armor's set up. So, Chronic was entered into ABC BattleBots Season 1, where it wasn't selected and was only chosen as a reserve rebel, so if someone else pulled out, it would take in place, but didn't. It was also rejected slash reserved for ABC Season 2.
So what did actually appear on?
It had an exhibition match against another robot called Beta.
Oh, yeah. I hate that one too.
What's wrong with that one?
Looks phallical.
It's a giant hammer it's going to.
Did you just hear that?
Beat is a great machine, especially like in this season as well. They've come back for season 5.
You haven't seen Rick and Morty, have you?
No. Because I'm a decent human being.
There's a scene where this robot has been created to pass the buzzer.
So I've seen the pass by a robot.
And that's what that looks like. It looks like the robot.
Yeah.
What is my purpose?
You pass butter. Oh. Yeah, so Chronic got an exhibition fight against Beta, and it also had a demonstration fight against a robot called Swamp Thing.
What's the tail do?
Stability, maybe, mainly.
Does it actually move?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, then I like it.
It's on, I like this thing. It flicks around.
Swamp Thing, good robot.
He's got
because I like the colour green.
He's got pedigree as well. So it's built by a builder called Ray Billings, who also built a robot called the Great Pumpkin.
Okay, I don't like that one as much.
And also Giant Nut Winner, Tombstone.
What do you mean Giant Nut?
That's the trophy they get if you win BattleBots. You get the Giant Nut. That's what it's called.
This is a very mature show for very mature people.
They have if you win the... I think if you win the Desperado tournament, there's one they hold, you get a giant bolt. It's about like yay, and they do screw together, which is pretty cool. They're like, I think
that one's just so generic though, this robot.
But it wins fights. It's like its first two or three seasons, it's just demolished everything. It's only in the last, like it's just finished on this season, season 5, for the first time with a losing record in the main.
Genghis Khan also destroyed everything. Doesn't make him interesting.
True. I mean, it's built to be pure, like, just pure offensive. It's like formulation of just the most basic idea. And it just works.
Bit boring.
So Chronic was due to compete. As I say, didn't compete in season 2. It was going to be they were going to do a 9 robot rumble at the end of the season, but it got cancelled due to time constraints. The lineage of Chronic is the interesting one. So it started out in Robot Wars.
I hate that one even more.
As Chronic the Wedgehog.
Okay, I like the name a bit more.
Yeah.
But I hate the design more.
So that's season 4 Chronic. It then from 5 through to 7 was Chronic 2. Yeah.
See, I like that design slightly more than what they have now.
Yeah, which is... So then that was sold to a team called Team Mad, who are most known for doing Apollo, which is a Series 8 Robot Wars champion.
The one that's British.
Yeah, the Brit Flipper.
We had an argument about this, if you remember. It was a British team.
Oh, yeah. No, so that was about what they were going to have this year, Orion. So it's a British team in an American competition with a Greek
team. Apollo,
team,
yeah.
Team Apollo. Yeah, so they were going to have that. So obviously they bought Chronic, based it off one of the Apollo ones, and went to BattleBots with it, and were going to be in this year, but obviously due to COVID and everything, I didn't get a chance.
So that's why he's a bit stretched out.
Yeah, that's why he looks a bit
like the bastard child. He does have a bit of a 5 head here.
Maybe they were cousins.
The 5 head is chronic to severe.
Nice. Also, in the original Run of Robots, they had a little Chronic toy.
Oh, I thought that was the controller. Should have made a Chronic controller.
look pretty good.
So, I would like a chronic pen topper.
It's like a...
That bit could be a rubber, couldn't it?
Yeah, I can see that. That'd look quite funky. So what do you think of chronic as a whole, then?
You know Willy Wonka's taffy puller?
I think I remember it.
Taffy puller?
Oh, yeah.
Not violets, for...
The other girl. Oh, she the one that fell into the machine or whatever it was.
Okay, so she ended up in the garbage disposal. Was it Mike? It was Mike TV because he got shrunken down in the TV.
Oh yeah.
So they took him to the taffy puller. That's what Chronic looks like. He looks like he's been in the taffy puller.
He's just been stretched out too much. Yeah, that's accurate.
Or that TikTok. Zoom thing where people make themselves into a giraffe.
Oh, the scrolly thing. Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. We shall move on to our third and final machine for this episode. It's another Robot Wars machine in Destructosaur.
Haven't we done this one? We've done a barrel one.
Don't think so. We did the kegs. The barrel ones.
Why is that man's face on it?
I think that's one of the team members.
Why is he in the mouth?
Why not?
Are they into Vor?
I don't know.
Better put a picture in a Vor.
I'm not putting in a picture
put
of
a
Vor.
Put a picture in a Vor.
No.
Why?
Because I'm not showing
the people need to know what we're talking about.
I think people know what Vor is.
I don't think they do. In the comments section, they'll be writing, I don't think I know what Vor is. Please tell me.
God.
I have just realised that on your laptop it says aluminium instead of aluminium. Mm. That really upsets me. Why would it do that? So, you know when I get bored I go on a Beagle? I talk to Americans. Americans, if you're out there, hello. One of them was like, but it is aluminium. And I was like, no, it's not, because we agreed. The IUCP agreed that we were going to spell sulfur with an F to satisfy the Americans. But in turn, we're going to spell aluminium. Not aluminium.
Hmm.
And everyone's accepted sulfur with an F. And yet the Americans are like,
yeah, well, yes, but actually no.
So the compromise is where I get what I want, yes, in return for something we want.
No.
So what I get is what I want.
Just like when you're with your girlfriend, it's like, I wanted to do A and my girlfriend wanted to do B. We compromised and did B.
We compromise. We do.
I'd say at least 75% of the time we're not doing what you want.
Because it's the right thing. We argue our points, and then you're like, oh, yeah, true. Or you're like, I don't care anyway now. Like, well, if you don't care, then why did we argue? I don't care. Right. Rather than admitting you're wrong.
We don't want to do that.
Huh?
We don't want to do that.
People who want to grow and develop as people?
Oh, God, no.
Anyway.
Anyway.
This looks a bit like those things in Mario that throw hammers at you.
The hammer throws.
Is that what they're called? Then I accept them.
Fair. I would say it looks more like a bullet bill. Because it's just a big, that's what a diamond shape for it.
No.
I'm going to say, so... It's a barrel-shaped robot, which makes sense because if he gets flipped, it can just roll straight over and carry on again. And had hydraulic cutting pincers at the front. It was also really quick. It was at a top speed of 20 miles an hour, which is daft because very...
Pretty sure the guinea pigs can do that.
Probably. Give them enough carrot. So it was a newcomer to Series 6 and only had the one fight. In its main, the only fight it had, it fought three veterans. So it had Iron Ore 2.0,
That looks disgusting, but okay.
most of the iron ores did, to be fair. That one's not much better. It also for Mighty Mouse.
Hate it.
It's cute.
Disgusting. I don't like robots being made to look cute, and you know this.
That's very true.
And it doesn't look cute. It looks gross.
And it also for Twice Champion Chaos 2.
Why does it look like a wheelie bin?
Does it look dumpster bin. It looks a little bit like a wheelie bin, actually. Chaos 2, the dumpster.
Does it ever get set on fire? Is it a dumpster fire?
I don't think it actually has caught fire.
Then what's the point?
It wasn't a very good fight for Destructosaurus, so it came out, and Chaos 2 and Iron Ore 2 came in straight up both sides. Iron Ore managed to get the axe in, and Chaos 2 flipped it over. Destructosaurus was stuck in such a way that it just couldn't roll back, so it was just stuck on its head, just sort of rocking from side to side. Ended up getting counted out as well. It then ended up on the floor flipper, where it got put over there by Sakila. It did flip it back over, but it already been counted out, so it was dead already. There's not a lot to Destructosaur, it just looks horrific. It's well designed, I'll give it that much, but it's...
Is it?
I mean, the barrel shape is smart. There's been a couple of them that do it, and when it works, it's effective.
I mean, but the barrel shape you just said was to prevent it from being able to be flipped and not turn over. And what's the first thing that happened?
Well, yeah, it's because it got caught in such a way because it was flipped, but it was against another... It was against Iron. So it was stuck. If it was just in one continuous roll, you'd be fine.
If the thing that happened didn't happen, then it'd be fine.
Basically.
Is what you just said.
Basically, yeah. Yeah, it was the only time the team appeared on Road Wars. They were only in that season. So they did a little bit of live event stuff. So they fought against Chip and a robot Terahertz. That's around.
Have you seen Terahertz?
We've seen Terahertz because we've seen it in the one again, talking about Rapid and stuff like that.
I love that this looks like it's happening in a car boot sale. Why is it in the middle of nowhere?
Trying to get a robot arena anyway is going to be a bastard of a job.
Yeah, but you don't find it in a field, do you?
Listen, you got to have some sort of safety standards.
Salisbury's local campsite has been overtaken for a week. Oh, yeah, what are they doing? Some sort of event? Yeah.
Fine robots. I mean, I'd go.
If it was in Salisbury, you would.
Absolutely would. Destructosaur also had a little Digimon figurine as a mascot.
I don't know much about Digimon.
I know that one. That one's called Greymon. That's all I know. I only learned that.
It's not even grey.
I don't know.
Oh, the boys are starting to heat up. This is going to sound so weird because they won't be able to hear the growling, but they'll be able to hear the scattering of the feet. Okay, carry on.
So, what do you think of Destructosaur?
It's just a bit shit.
It is a bit, yeah.
And I don't see why you were hyping it up. Like, it's such a cool design. Well, the barrel. Like, the barrel ain't shit.
When it works, it works.
This precise situation for which I admire it, it does the thing. But other than that, it does not do thing. Like... It's shit.
I can like a robot that's still shit, and even if I know it's shit. If you mention
it. So you're accepting that it's shit?
Yeah.
That's all I wanted to say. That's all I wanted you to acknowledge. I think that's a win for me when you admit something shit, because you'll defend things to the death.
It depends what you pick on it for.
There is something that you like that I'm like, no.
That doesn't happen.
A lot of things. Oh, I think Cubone is shit.
There's nothing wrong with Cubone. He's lovely.
He's got grief issues.
So have we all.
He needs to get over his mum. I said it.
This is the death of his mother.
He wears her head.
It's a memento.
It's her head.
It's her skull, technically.
It's a skull. It's very different from a head. I'm just saying that you don't admit when things are shit.
I do, usually. If I know it's intentionally shit, then yeah, I'm fine. I was like, yeah, this is terrible. I love it. It's like being around me.
There's things that are shit that you don't accept. Like Cubone. Trubbish.
You're testing me now. I like Trubbish. I don't care, he's lovely.
Trapinch.
Don't diss Trapinch.
Chimchar.
Chimchar I don't like. Chimchar's a little
good,
shit.
Because he's shit.
He's a little shit.
I'm just saying, you get attracted to these small, cute things, and you don't admit that they're shit at what they do, which is meant to be battling.
There are some that are better than others, I will concede.
So when it comes to robots as well...
Well, because these...
Robots and Pokemon are not dissimilar, right? They have owners that create and take care of them and send them into battle.
Hmm.
The point is the battle. The point is not it look good. Or in this case, for Destructosaur, it don't look good and it don't do battle. I'm just saying, sometimes you've got to admit it don't look good and it don't do battle.
Alright, it don't look good and it don't do battle.
Okay, now admit it about Rusty. That one I'm kidding about.
You come into my house on the day of my daughter's wedding.
Okay, I was joking about Rusty.
Good.
I like Rusty.
I think on that note, that's where we're going to call it.
The look on your face is pure like, you fucking...
I love you.
No, I like Rusty.
Good.
Or as I call him, Little Robot.
Little. Let's tie that up again.
Little robots.
Right, on that note, that's the end of this episode of My Girlfriend Doesn't Like Robots. Thank you everyone for listening and for being patient when getting a new episode out. Social media links and stuff will be in the bottom. Come and interact with us and let us know in the comments what you think about the robots we had on today. What do you think? Do you think they're shit? Do you think they can't do battle? See if you agree with that, Asha.
No, look shit.
And
they can't do battle.
Can't do battle. Thank you for listening, everyone, and we'll see you in the next episode.